What's good, y'all? It's KJ. I'm from Virginia, but I've lived in a lot of places.
And I'm Nick. I'm from Brooklyn.
We met when we were teenagers and basically grew up together.
And you know, through the years, we made some mistakes. I mean, probably more than we can count.
Yeah, for real. And as we travel and navigate adulthood, we may not know much, but if there's one thing we do know, well, I guess it's that we don't really know nothing at all.
This podcast is for getting it together, opening your mind, and cracking up a little bit while you're at it.
I know we're all trying to survive, and sometimes we don't know what we're doing, but we're here to remind you,
we'll figure it out.
Come on, come on, do the locomotion with me.
Gotta swing your hips now. Come on, baby.
You know the shit? Jump up.
Jump up.
Wait.
Jump back. Jump back. Well, I think you got it.
Wait. Whoa. Do, 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 do. Ball,
oh, ball, yeah. Ball. I know.
Come on, baby.
Y'all.
First of all,
Skate Town.
I did not expect you to know that whole
I actually forgot
thing.
That I knew that.
Yeah, it's funny because I kind of like almost caught myself saying like, you know, because people always would be like, oh, like my school sucked. Blah, blah, blah. I almost said, and I was like, you know what? No, I definitely had some teachers that I can like think about. Mm-hmm. Shout out, Rama D.
Mm.
I had a couple teachers that I was really, tight. You know, Jetro De Silva, though. He didn't really bang with me, though, because I wasn't really going to class. And because I didn't play keys, and he was like, you gonna learn, and I cannot believe I didn't do it. It's like dumb things that you didn't do, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because he was having me learn whole out, like an album a week, and you had to play it verbatim.
Yeah.
And if I was really doing that and just mustered through it, that would have got me so right. Things that I got together 10 years after that.
Yeah, Berkeley was good for that. I feel that way about some vocal teachers.
Yeah, but you got to show up. You got to show up in those moments.
You
that's
do.
The thing.
Even if you're terrified, some of that, I do wish that. I mean, shit.
Yeah.
I just didn't want to do sight reading. I was like, nah. But I could have showed up and learned some shit.
Yeah, fear will really stop you from doing some incredible things.
Yeah, don't let it.
Don't. And that's, when you have, like, really dope people around you and like good mentors and like
exactly
you know
people that inspire you, you know, mm-hmm. like people that really in your childhood, in your life, really are people that you look back at and refer to and know that those people taught you some things.
Yeah.
Not just what they were about or their profession or their specialty, but like mm-hmm. really life things mm-hmm. that changed your life. And that's what we're here to talk about, folks.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to talk about people, whether that be teachers, doctors, life characters, mentors.
Yeah. I feel like everybody has someone like
you
that.
You know, musicians.
I'm like, think about your people like that.
Yeah.
You had to have them, I mean, unless you grew up under a rock. They're people that influence you and you look back on their influence and you're like, you know what, that was really dope.
Oh, 100%. People that like help you figure out life.
Yeah. I hope to become a person
Open your heart and open your mind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
you already know I'm about to share some
because
I like some good examples. I can think of a couple. I think when I was like, we had mentioned this one night when we were brainstorming and then we came back to it. But that night I wrote down a whole bunch of examples. So I'm going to just refer to this little listy
mm-hmm.
to see what's popping. I mean, I have to go. I'm not going to go in order of this list because I'm going to go from priority.
Mm-hmm.
Because like, you know, straight up in high school when I moved to Phoenix, I had a really great mentor. At the time, it was like a dance mentor because I danced before I got into the music industry, whatever, whatever. And obviously, if you know anything about Phoenix, you know people be competing dance-wise out there. Encore Dance Center. Shout out to Regina Owen Snyder.
Yeah, G.
G is the shit. And like, you know, honestly really helped me through a lot of shit. Not even like... Going to dance as an adolescent is like a really huge release, and to be a teacher that can really allow a young person to like speak through their movements is like actually amazing and powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And like mm-hmm. she would allow me to figure out how to dance to like grieve, and like mm-hmm. you know, she really tapped into who I was, like this sassy Southern person that had a lot to say, but also didn't really always want to say it. Like, I'd rather just dance something or do something creative to show that experience, you know?
Yeah.
She really got me, and I really appreciated her, you know?
Yeah.
And the studio is still really successful, and it's just really killing to see how she still affects students. So shout out to Regina for that.
Nothing like a good teacher.
Yeah. Do you want to share one?
Teacher?
Back and forth. Yeah, or just like a person.
Oh, okay. I hope I can.
Yeah, all good.
Teachers. There were some teachers that, you know, I mean, I know, you know, I was actually was saying this to you yesterday. I remember on 9/11, like when the towers got hit.
Yeah.
I was with Miss Prescott. She was my science teacher back in the day. She's taking like a higher title at the same school now, but like an admin. But yeah, she always was like, she was like definitely a big mentor. Like, we were all really close with her. I feel like musically there were some teachers that kind of stood out to me, but I feel like I'm the teacher that I never got, low key.
I feel that,
you know what I mean? Not that I didn't have good teachers.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, are you kidding? Like, my grandfather's an incredible teacher. Like,
right.
You know, Stefan was, like, ridiculous. Like, you know, there were definitely, like, some teachers that are just, like, incredible. But especially as, like, a young woman, I needed a different type of, like, understanding in the way that I was learning.
Yeah.
I sometimes feel like I end up, like, teaching myself better than anyone can teach me.
Yeah, that's low key. Tight, though.
Yeah, which is why this is like an interesting episode for me, because I'm like, you know, there are a lot of people that influenced me for sure, and that were positive,
and it doesn't necessarily have to be a teacher. It can be a life character. This could be a dentist that you loved as a child.
I love my dentist, Dr. Bolt.
You know what I mean? It's like people that just affected your life.
Yeah. I mean, Dr. Bolt was the bomb.
And you said Miss Prescott, so that was sharing.
Yeah, some teachers and some folks. I'm sure they'll come to me as you know. I will say, I had this one teacher in college named Jackie Santos, who he literally would just blast music and get on a drum set and put me on the other drum set, and we would just play grooves.
Oh, cool.
And that was like, I don't know why. I mean, it's not like he like mentored me, but for some reason that time, like, I just loved.
That's awesome. It sounds fun.
Yeah, because he was just playing like all of the, like, and he would literally be like, nah, like, you gotta get in the pocket. I didn't even play drums.
Yeah.
He just had me in there. That might have been even like in 5 weeks when we met.
That's
when
tight.
I was a teenager.
Yeah.
That really got my sense of like rhythm together, because he kept being like, nope, you ain't in it yet.
Yeah.
You ain't in it yet. Get your cymbals to get, like, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man.
Was he a drum teacher?
Yeah, he was a drum teacher.
Oh, killer.
Yeah, he had like this like dark studio. It was like covered in posters.
Cool.
And he would, but I'm sure he was blasting our ears. I needed some ears. I definitely need some, what was it called?
Little in-ears.
Not headphones. Hello?
Nah, like, what are they called? Earplugs.
Thank you.
Whoop. Yeah, speaking of teachers, for me, I'll go back, skip it back. Felicia Solomon, 5th grade. Was probably the best teacher I've ever had in my entire life.
Mm.
And I probably mentioned her on another episode.
What grade was she again?
5th.
Yeah. Yeah. I love
like
that you
anything love her. Anything about anything.
Yeah.
Was just in Miss Solomon's class. Like,
yeah.
She was super young, super hip. Like, I felt like she came to Woodbury Hills Elementary in Danville, Virginia. Like, she had just graduated from A&T University and came to...
Dope.
That was her first teaching gig.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and she was cool as fuck. And she didn't take any shit. And she put us on dope fucking music, which I'll talk about in the album time later.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love
that. But she also just, like, taught us a lot. And, like, I started singing in her class. She would, like, do talent shows and shit and let us come up and, like,
let us
perform and shit.
That's amazing. I love that.
Yeah, and she'd also be like, word, today's Wednesday. We're going to watch Amistad. Like, sit down.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, word. Yeah.
Not like, Amistad.
Yeah.
That
she like changed my fucking life.
Oh my god!
Yeah, she like put me onto the Love
Jones.
She
was like, "Here's life."
No, youngins. She wasn't no bullshit. Yeah.
What grade was that?
Fifth grade.
Oh, fifth. I thought you said third. I was like, whoa. Yeah, no, fifth grade.
Yeah.
Still, that's young. But still, it's like the world. It's like, yeah. Right. Like, and I like that. That's what's up.
Yeah, totally. That's what's up. Yeah, she was just incredible and really taught me a lot about music, too. Like, opened my I felt my brain grow a new thing that I liked, you know? Because the first thing she ever played was the Love Jones soundtrack.
Oh, I love it.
As we all came in, she was like, file in and don't talk. And just everybody sat down, you know, we were yelling and she was playing that shit.
Listen, you know it's crazy.
And I was like, As someone who's a teacher, and I was like, oh, hell yeah, this I can get behind.
As someone who's a teacher, I'm like, oh, you were either out last night, somebody, the person you messing with, you not banging with, those kids came in, you turned the lights off and said, everyone be, no, y'all be quiet.
Yeah, and we did, and it changed my whole life.
And we gonna put this record I want to listen to on, I'm not listening to none of y'all.
Yeah.
And we can talk about it later.
Mm-hmm. And then I think she was like, let us know, like,
she's a real OG.
No, she's like the she's shit, like, has still, like, I've seen her a couple of years ago, she came to where
I remember
performed.
That, I love that. Yeah, I, like, wanted shit. To cry when you told me that. I was like, that's
she's run for, like, fucking city council, and she's still, like, changing these fucking lives, because she's amazing. Sorry for cursing, Miss Solomon. But, like, you're amazing.
Yeah, no,
I love
that.
You know what you've done
that.
For me, and if you don't, I'll tell you again and again.
I love that so much.
Absolutely.
That's so good. Yeah, no, my music teacher was, honestly, he was killing.
Yeah.
He was killing. My high school music, yeah, he was killing. I definitely, like, when I think back, like, there were so many, obviously, he's probably a big reason why I'm so, like, you know, into music and still doing it today, because he really, when I think about it, it really was the best concoction of music that I learned about as a young person, because, like, I learned, you know, I knew about some music from just being around it because of my household.
Yeah.
But also, like, the stuff that we played, man, like, we played the big band charts. He also had us in a class where I learned about Johnny Cash from him. Yeah. I learned about, I mean, he really, like, had me in a really dope, like, world view of music in a lot of different ways. Mm-hmm. And if he didn't know about someone, he would bring someone in that did.
Which is killing.
Which was dope. There were a lot of, like, I know about so many musicians because of him bringing people in and stuff like that. So, like, yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah, like, you know, any, like, thing where, like, you're going to competitions and stuff as a kid is so, like...
Oh, yeah, they just, like, really impact you for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you're with them all the time,
yeah,
you know?
That's why, you know, I don't take teaching in that capacity lightly at all.
No, you shouldn't.
Because,
we know
this is...
impressionable that it, yeah, it is. This it can is... really change lives, you know?
This is how you understand and view and what you know about music.
Yeah.
Is from me? Forget I'm not going to take that lightly.
No.
Are you kidding me? That's why, like, teaching to me... You know, a lot of people don't take teaching seriously, but I take it so seriously.
Yeah, well, you're a great teacher.
You know? Thank you. I appreciate it. But, like, I don't play with teaching because same thing, exactly. If I don't know about something, I'll learn it from someone who does.
Yeah.
Or I'll bring someone in that does. I don't play, like, because,
exactly.
When it comes to this music, it's such a deep, like, you know.
Yeah. And when people are learning, they deserve to learn from the best. If
they
do. You know, if you can get that.
Right. Right.
Which
you
is
know.
So incredible.
Yeah,
I love
man.
That.
Yeah. Like, that's why, like, when in talking about teachers, I'm thinking about it, and I'm like, no. You know, I had a lot of teachers that I loved, but there weren't a lot of teachers that really, really cared in the way that I try to.
Mm-hmm.
But there were a few.
Mm-hmm.
There were a few that really, like, you know, would really be like, yo, like, you got to get X, Y, Z together and,
right.
like, would and really cared.
That's awesome.
You know? Yeah. And it's funny because different teachers be so different, too, especially in music. Like, I feel like, you know... like, my grandfather's an incredible teacher, but he's not the teacher that's going to, like, you know, he, like, grew up and learned, like, listening and playing. You know what I mean? Right. You listen, you play. Like, so he's, like, he might be, like, oh, okay, you know, you could use this scale, play this scale over this chord, whatever. But he doesn't do a whole lot of that.
Right.
You know, he'd be, like, oh, you could maybe use this sound. He might say that. But he'll basically just play for you and be, like,
here you go.
You better go shed that.
You hear that?
You hear that?
Yeah.
You better work
on
that.
And I hope you recorded it.
You better hope you did, and you should, every time.
Yeah.
Every single time.
Oh, my gosh.
Learn that the
hard way.
Totally.
Oh, my gosh. Totally.
Play something, you'd be like, I'm going to figure that out when I get home.
Yeah.
No, you need to record everything.
All of it,
when you're around genius like that.
Yeah, totally.
You know?
Absolutely.
And there are some teachers, you know. Tell Mark Sherman, you know, I've been with Mark Sherman.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's still teaching at Juilliard or not. But that dude, he will tell you, he will hit you with the scales and the this and the that, you know, and just a character, you know, like a New York.
I love that.
He's a New York character. You know, I love a New York character.
Hell yeah.
New York characters are like, honestly, like my favorite things about life. Like, just like a, you know, like he's really like a, you know, you got to play, you know, don't forget to play the this and get it, you know.
Hell yeah.
You know, when you get up there, you got to get the climax of the soul. You got to, you know, he can play everything, you know. He's like one of those cats where he's got it all, you know.
That's awesome.
Yeah, no, I love a good teacher. I strive to be one, but, you know, you also, to be a good teacher, you have to be a good learner.
Yeah.
And you have to care about learning. And I still do. I still like look forward to, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's a good year ahead of us, man. I really do.
I think that.
Yeah.
And you know, on some teachers, and then we'll be done with the teachers. But like, you know, I just keep thinking of people that have affected me. Like, shout out to, there were some great vocal teachers at Berklee.
Mm.
There were some great ones. There were some other vibes as well, but Jeff Ramsey, RIP.
Oh man, yeah.
Kristen Savelli, an incredible singer-songwriter, and just, like, on some real, like, taught me everything I know about Patty Griffin, and just some really deep, classic, cool shit on some Lilith Fair vibes, 90s grunge, like, female vocal singer-songwriter shit. Amazing.
Chef's kiss.
Donna McElroy, that was
McElroy.
Yeah, that's somebody who'll put you on the spot, and then you'll walk away always feeling better than when you came in.
Yeah.
Diane Richardson I had for some really great private lessons, and then Jeannie Gagne was actually incredible. And then also shout out to motherfucking Marty Dennehy, who taught me everything I know about taxation in the music business. Hell yeah, that was my...
I should have paid more attention to that.
Straight. I still got the book, I still reference it to this day, bitch.
I think back to those business classes, and I'm like, sis, why were you not paying? You just thought that, I don't know what I thought.
Girl.
I don't think I thought, well, I'm going to tell you one thing. I didn't think I was going to be an artist.
I feel you. I feel you on that.
And
I
here
remember.
We go. Nekar presents Black Wall Street,
right,
y'all.
Come on.
And, I needed to learn how to do my taxes freelance.
Yeah, right.
Because I didn't end up in that corner office. Didn't say it wasn't going to happen. I'm just saying it's not where I ended up as of now.
Right, right.
And we've been freelancing this life, but which is a different thing, man.
Yeah. Well, if you need the book, man, Marty, man. And it don't matter that it's an old volume.
They probably updated it, but no, Marty was good.
He updated it every year, so I'm sure. And
that was a good class.
Like, owned his own firm and shit.
Yeah.
For, like, musicians and shit. Yeah. For, like, big names.
Yeah. I liked my marketing teacher,
dope.
Woman. I forget what her name was.
Yeah.
She was dope.
Totally. Yeah.
Dope.
I had some good winners in there. You know, other people, life characters, things. Like, I always talk about, you know, other than teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Other than music teachers, dance teachers, you know, teachers in general. My dentist.
That's awesome.
George Morris.
Yeah,
I always forget his name because I haven't gone to him in a really long time, and like also RIP.
Oh.
But the biggest thing I remember when we made this list was that, like, you know, it's always about how you treat people. You know, going
That's
to his office as a kid was fun because he had like some dope highlight books and I could like color and shit. And then he had some cool prizes if I like, you know, withstood the fluoride and the weird stuff that was happening.
And
he was always mad cool, and he always smelled good, and I was like, wow, this is tight.
Yeah.
And then when my dad passed away, I did a like clean air walk that
right,
that you went.
Yeah. I love that.
And
day,
I collected like donations for the American Lung Association. And I wrote to, because I was like very much in my grief at that point. Also, the walk was very beautiful. And I had a good mm-hmm. time and I was really glad I did it. And I actually felt really, you know, just great afterwards. Mm-hmm. I felt accomplished. I felt mm-hmm. like I did something really good in yeah. his memory. Mm-hmm. But I wrote to people and brands and things that he loved, like Chevrolet yeah. trucks and Marlboro cigarettes.
Yeah.
And all this shit, which that was kind of ironic. I mean, whatever.
Anyways, right, yeah.
But I wrote to Dr. Morris's office, and they fucking sent me a fucking donation.
Yeah.
They sent really me nice. A donation, like a check, back to my motherfucking apartment in Boston. Like, here you go. I thought that was a sweet, a personal check.
Yeah, that's really nice.
Dr. Morris.
That's really nice.
I thought it was so sweet. Yeah. I've never forgotten it.
Yeah, I love Dr. Bolt. Dr. Bolt was the bomb. He was the one, when I told him I wanted braces, he was like, I just feel like, he was like, you know, do whatever you want. I'll never forget this. Dr. Harrison Bolt. I don't know if, I hope he's still around. He was great. He was awesome. Killing. Yeah, he was always a great, that was my like dentist when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I remember him being like, you know, you could do whatever you want, but I've always thought that your smile just gives you so much character.
Oh, like, that is the sweetest thing.
Dr. Bolt, man. Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
But listen, I've been feeling doctors need to have good bedside manner.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They have to have, like, really be able to care.
Yeah, I even wrote that on here. Not even just the doctors, but the nursing, you know, nurses. Mm-hmm. Just professional yeah. medical staff.
Yeah, like, I'd imagine it's a hard job. I yeah, know. Yeah,
but people remember yeah. When you take care of people's mm-hmm. loved ones or people that just are in mm-hmm. people's lives, they remember and you get right. them through those moments.
Right.
You know, when my dad passed away, like the nurse that took care of him at the last times of his days, I'll never forget her yeah. in a million years. She yeah. had the most amazing bedside manner. She gave us our time.
Yeah.
You know, it was not an easy situation mm-hmm. whatsoever.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, yeah. on some real shit, I really appreciated her. I really yeah. appreciated, you know, just how she cared for us in that moment. And she didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
She didn't have to extend that much grace and, yeah. and just, like, you know.
Yeah.
Really actually caring for a human right. through their transition off yeah. the earth. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that is giving. Such a dip.
Giving
deep thing,
is so important.
Know?
Giving is, yeah. giving is, giving and gratefulness, but giving is one of those things that, like, I feel like you could write such an insane thesis on, because
I agree.
From religious texts to business books
yeah.
to spiritual moguls to yeah. everywhere, that concept of giving and how important it is to give, manifestation, mm-hmm. all of it. People talk about giving over and over, and that really, it's true. You really yeah. do remember when people give.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and you really have to make a point in your life. You know, I've been thinking about that too, you know, just making a point to give to people, to just be, you know,
yeah,
to be more giving.
Yeah,
and more
I like to give.
Yeah, you do. You're a
yeah,
giver.
I like to give.
You're a giver. Yeah, yeah, because yeah, you love to show up with like a little gift.
Oh, yeah.
That is your like.
I love a good gift.
You're a like, yeah, yeah. And yeah, you do. And you give your time and you make sure people are good. That's like,
which
yeah.
is tight. That is good. Thank you for yeah. reminding me.
Look at that.
Look at that. Thanks for friends.
Did you read The Giver? Or did they make you read The Giver?
If I did, I don't know, and I probably didn't. Sorry.
That book is crazy. We'll talk about it on another epi.
Right. Do they still make, you know, like, I don't know. Like, do they still make kids? This one sounds so stupid. Mm-hmm. But, like, kids still read, like, summer reading, right? Do they have to do that, or is it like on iPads and they don't like purchase a fucking real book?
No. That's so funny that you say that after I say something about The Giver. But yeah, no, I'm pretty sure that they have real books.
No, oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
I mean, I had them then. I didn't read them still, but You know, but I did like.
I only read them if I liked them. If I didn't like them, I was like, yeah. And then let me go to freaking Spark
I did Notes. Audiobooks for my summer reading the first couple of
years. I didn't get hip to that. I was not hip to that at that time.
Yeah.
I was reading Spark Notes.
I feel that. Well, I was only hip because. I was
like,
you
don't
know,
call on me in class, please.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I had somebody in my household that at that time that was actually like visually impaired. So like audiobooks were in the in the crib. And
right.
Then I
so
was
you were like,
oh
I could do this.
Because I'd listen, I'd be like, dang, that was a crazy story. Like I'm a visual person, so I like to read physical words on a page, but I could have it was more creative to actually like hear it and like you
know, it's almost like old timey radio.
Yeah. I like when people read to me as a kid, you know, too. Like I can visualize. I haven't done that in a while.
Yeah.
Well, maybe
I've also
I should
paid
read in general.
For an Audible.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, nice. No. Except for, like, I need to actually listen to them because they keep being like, you have a credit. And then, like, I need to use it and I need to listen because I have so many books. I guess it's like, doesn't matter if I still have, I'm just collecting books.
Right.
Collecting audiobooks.
Right. Well.
And when you listen to an audiobook, you better hope you like the person's voice.
Oh, gosh. Right. I would love to be an audiobook person.
You should. I think that would. That is a vibe for you.
That would be fun.
Yeah, I would love to do a late night radio
you
show.
You should do late night radio.
Oh, jazz.
You should. I'm going to call in, too. I hope you get. I hope you have a segment where people can call in.
Yes. I'm be like, what you trying to hear?
I'd be like, bitch, I'm tuning in again.
Yeah, it's me.
It's me, man.
Yeah, I would be very good at that. I feel like, yeah. And then
you
I
should.
Could, and then I could be everyone's mentor, everyone's musical mentor.
Right. Come on now.
Come on now.
Come on, man.
Yep. Yeah. I feel like, do you feel like you'd be a good mentor?
Yeah. I just, I'm not sure. Sometimes, you know, it's like, in my head, I guess I am older now. Because when I think about it, I guess for so long I was like, well, dang, I don't have enough experience yet and I'm not old enough.
That's not
I guess,
true.
Like,
you literally have a soul. You literally have
I
a whole
really,
entire resume.
I love when people really actually care and ask me a lot of questions and stuff. I dig that. I like sharing information.
Yeah.
I'm not a...
Information hoarder.
No.
Which sucks because in so many industries, there are so many people who are like...
Because if more people know how to do shit, then we can all, it'll be less stress on everybody.
Right.
It's
like there's, there's this mindset that there isn't enough to go around, which is like not true.
Yeah, I'd be down to like start mentoring some folks.
Yeah.
Hit us in the comments.
Yeah, right? Anyone need a mentor?
Open casting call. Shit. But we have an album time to finish this little epi off. Because, listen, you know, thinking about some of these folks that we've talked about in our lives and, like, maybe some of the records that maybe they've put us onto or that have inspired us, you know.
Yeah.
Shout out, you know, all the people that we mentioned in that
episode.
What
you got?
I got two, and I'm going to keep it short and sweet because, you know, I don't know how to do that, but I'm going to really try. When I was mentioning Miss Solomon, you know, she really put me onto two specific records. I already mentioned the Love Jones soundtrack, so that's not it. But...
I love that.
Literally, the first time I ever heard Miss Education of Lauryn Hill was when it dropped in her. I'll never. She took it out of the packaging and put it right on there.
That's
was
pretty
like,
fire.
Yeah, it was killing. And that.
And she was like, everyone sit down and shut up.
No, straight up. And it was like back in the day. Like, I don't know how
I
it
love
is
Miss
in New
Solomon.
York. I don't know how it is in New York, but like, we had her. She was our only teacher. It wasn't like we had multiple teachers.
Right.
You know, you had
that's
her
your
from
teacher.
The time you got there and until you left.
Those teachers need to make like literally 350K.
She would put that record on, and then after lunch we listened. She put Dixie Chicks Wide Open Spaces.
I love it.
And I was like, oh my God. I was like, listen, like, Granny, have you heard X Factor? What about There's Your Trouble?
Oh, what?
She'd be like, and then they would take me. Granddad would take me to Waterloo, and I'd get both records.
I love that.
Yeah, it was, yes, it was just
Waterloo.
Everything was so, yeah, that was our music store.
It's a seltzer right now.
Yeah, that shit was lit. They had two little, you had a whole single section. You could get single CDs.
Remember those?
Hell yeah.
They were literally pressing whole CDs for singles.
That's what I did for the thong song.
You were like, I don't need the album.
No, I need that one right there in that remix they talking about.
Yep. Yep. Right, because
the
remix will be
on
there. What y'all know about that, kiddos?
Yeah. Ooh, that just looks scandalous.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I can't believe that. That was crazy when it came out.
Yeah, but that's my album time.
I think mine would probably, I'm not even gonna lie, Curtis Mayfield Greatest Hits.
Yeah.
Because I always talk about that record because that record really solidified, like, for me, because I kind of grew up listening to a bunch of, like, you know, like, just straight ahead, like, listening to, like, you know, Miles and Freddie Hubbard. I listened to a lot of Freddie Hubbard growing up and a lot of Horace Silver, just jazz stuff, you know, in the house with the family. And my mom listened to, like, rap. Like, they were listening to Biggie and stuff. But there was all this music that I kind of got hip to after getting Curtis Mayfield's Greatest Hits record that my band director got for me for some, like, award for improvisation or something.
Oh, killer.
And he, that was the gift. And awesome. And that gift, when I tell you that gift, still affects me today. Like, hello, if that, if literally, I was like, that's this collection of this man's greatest hits. This is crazy. This is incredible. And that just opened my mind up to so much music.
Yeah, that's
so much music. And I'm so glad it did. Yeah,
I agree. Yeah. That's killing. Yeah. I'm glad you got that record,
I sound like
too.
Such an old head, but like...
No, whatever.
Yeah, it's a good... Oh, my gosh.
Shit, I'm talking about the Dixie Chicks when the Dixie Chicks were called the Dixie Chicks.
Right, because we
don't even call them that anymore,
right?
Exactly. Write, the Chicks. And you know what? Rightfully so. And right? Word up.
Yep. And word up.
But like, you know.
We're getting older,
people,
man.
People forgive me because that's what they were when I got that CD.
Wide they open were. Spaces, well, that's what it says, still says.
You know, it's wild. It's on Spotify. It's under the Chicks now.
Oh, wow. Isn't that, yeah. Because you know, they were.
You know, music shit. Life right. shit.
Yeah. Yeah. But life shit. Country shit.
You are. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sing it.
Sing it. Y'all, you already know. Sometimes y'all hop on here, you hear some gems, you know, but mostly we just trying to figure
it out. We know what we will do.
Here we go.
We'll figure it out.
We will figure it out.